Now, this week, Margaret Mills is taking us to the borders of Essex and Hertfordshire to take a look at Nether Hall near Royden.
Yes, quite an impressive place for anybody who's ever been close by. Sadly, not open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So although you can look at it, you can't go inside it. Now, Nether Hall, the original intention was to build a magnificent mansion, and Nether Hall was simply the gatehouse to the mansion. But in these days, and we're going back to the 1460s now, in those days, the land and the area, the manor, was owned by a man called Thomas Colt.
Mm.
Now, Thomas Colt's fortunes were very varied. He took the Yorkist side in the Wars of the Roses.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, when the Yorkists were on the losing side, the land was confiscated. But when the Yorkists were again triumphant, the land was restored back to him. And he decided to build a splendid house. And not content with building a splendid house, he wanted a gatehouse in front of the house. Now, the gatehouse was truly amazing. It was going to be built of brick. So Thomas Colt was very ambitious to build this huge estate, and he decided to build the gatehouse so that it would really impress. 20 metres high and built of brick. Well, brick in the 1460s was a new material. It was the height of modernity, and of course you could only afford it if you were very, very rich. He built the gatehouse. Sadly, he didn't live long enough to see the whole building, gatehouse and manor house, completed, because he died in 1467, barely 6 years after the building was started. But the gatehouse remained. It wasn't knocked down, although attempts were made in the 1770s to actually knock it down because it had fallen into disrepair and nobody wanted the expense of maintaining it. And it's said that the gatehouse was so well built that they couldn't demolish it.
Mm.
They literally found that it was too expensive and too difficult, so just would leave it standing to deteriorate. And indeed, when some restoration work was done in the 1990s, the architects found that underneath the brickwork was a hard core of iron. So the building was certainly built to last, if nothing else. Now, it fell out of the hands of the Colt family over the years after Thomas died, and it went through several different owners. But one of the other claims to fame of the Colt family is that Jane Colt married Thomas More, Sir Thomas More, who, as we know, was Henry VIII's Chancellor until he fell foul of Henry VIII and was executed.
Mm.
And she became Thomas More's first wife. And indeed, if you visit Royden and you go round the churchyard, you will find memorials to various different members of the Colt family. So it's a name that's still very much associated with Nether Hall. Although, sadly, all that there really is of the hall is the manor house that was built subsequently and is in a far better state of repair than the poor gatehouse, which is looking rather sad.
Not surprised after all this time and all it's been through. Anyway, thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much.
And what have you got lined up for us next time?
Next time I'm going to visit Saffron Walden to the Fry Art Gallery.
Okay, thanks.